This February marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of one of the Czech Republic's greatest animators, puppeteers and illustrators, Jiří Trnka. This milestone is being marked in the Czech Republic by the country's National Film Archive, its Prague-based Bonrepo Cinema screening a collection of Trnka's films and documentaries about the artist until March the 16th. Czech centres around the globe, which exist to promote the Czech Republic, are also marking the anniversary, heralding an exhibition called Jiří Trnka in Service of the Imagination, which kicked off in Munich and also runs until March. Trnka has often been described as the Walt Disney of Eastern Europe. I asked Michal Bregant, director of the National Film Archive, if this was a fair statement.
Well, totally not, because Trnka was so much rooted in the Czech history, in Czech mentality, in Czech visual style. So really, he was famous, and he is globally famous, but he has nothing to do, and he's incomparable to Walt Disney.
Jiří Trnka was born in the city of Plzeň in 1912. After studying in Prague, Trnka began to work in the theatre as a set designer, but eventually began to entertain viewers with his own puppet shows. In 1945, he and several colleagues set up what they called the Trick Unit, and over the next few years began to make a series of animated shorts. It wasn't long before basic animation shifted to Trnka's preferred stop-motion puppetry, utilizing real models meticulously moved and photographed one frame at a time. Over the next two decades, Trnka made six feature films, including 1947's Špalíček, 1950's Bajaja, and 1955's Good Soldier Švejk. Trnka also made countless short films, including perhaps the most famous, 1965's The Hand. As Bregant notes, Trnka was a methodical auteur.
Maybe rather abstract, but when we say that he was absolutely responsible towards his own talents, I think that is very appropriate. For example, when he finished his own version of Midsummer Night's Dream, which is a very complex and beautiful feature-long puppet stop-motion animation film, he decided to cut out like 10 or 15 minutes long scene of I don't know how many couples of puppets dancing. So if you only imagine what kind of work it was to get all those puppets dancing for 12 minutes, and all the puppets had five fingers on each hand. You know, now animation characters have typically three fingers. His puppets were really not caricatures of humans, but they were very human. They had certain psychology in their physiognomy. So that was his responsibility to leave that, because he said, look here, the film is losing pace, the rhythm is not really working, and it's not supporting the story. So he just cut it out. You know, so it's something that an animation filmmaker would not typically do.
In a recent Czech television retrospective, Trnka's daughter, Helena Trosterová, recalled how her father worked.
On byl nesmírně manuálně zručný.
He had great manual dexterity. Even as a child, he was already making puppets. His mother was a dressmaker, so he had access to fabrics and other such materials, and he taught himself to sew. He was also a very skilled, self-taught woodcarver. He basically taught himself to make puppets from scratch, including their costumes. So later he could tell seamstresses exactly what kind of costumes he wanted, and he always painted the heads of the puppets by himself. But the oversight went beyond that too. He wrote his own scripts, directed his own movies. All he needed, apart from himself, was animators and musicians. My father didn't have a studio anywhere else, so he worked from home, and we children could go in there whenever we wanted. This is something he wouldn't permit adults to do, but we children were allowed to watch, to comment, to critique. In the morning we'd see something that he'd created overnight, and were allowed to express our views on it. He valued our critiques, even though there really weren't any, as we always liked all of it.
Trosterová also recalled her favorite film from her father.
Z filmu mám nejradši Bajaju a To je právě ta loutka, o kterou
My favorite dala. Film is Bayaya, and there's a personal perspective here, as I feel that it was in this film that he somewhat presented his own life story. The prince that has to do battle with a multi-headed dragon, and before he achieves some kind of victory and gets the princess, a great deal of energy has to be expended and much work undertaken and many battles fought. And this multi-headed dragon, that's incomprehension of his work and battles with authorities, even on matters of censorship. Basically, it was every possible hurdle that you could put under his feet. And I don't think that it was just a matter of the communist era, as he somewhat managed to skirt around that in part, but I think that there was also some envy there, as he was one of those people that everything he touched he could execute well.
Michal Bregant noted that finding keys to Trnka's personality in his work was something of a rarity.
Trnka, as an artist and author, he was not obsessed with himself. He was not autobiographical, but I'm sure that we can find some of his maybe personal little details in many of his films, that the concept of a hero, of an individual human being, of an artist, is something that maybe has some undertones which are rather personal.
The 1965 short The Hand is often cited as one of Trnka's greatest films, but its undertones, the story of an artist trying to make a pot for his favourite plant, having his creativity stifled by a giant hand, upset the authorities and ended up being banned by the communists. Michal Bregant again.
The Hand was made in 1965, so it is the time when the Czechoslovak new wave was blossoming and many critical and politically committed films were made in Barrandov in Prague at that time. So we can say that there is this free spirit and certain social political criticism in it, but something pretty rare in animation films. It's something that you would not probably find in animation films anywhere in the world at that time. Trnka himself, I would say he was used, if not abused, very often by the authorities, by the government. When they were sending his films to the international film festivals, he would typically win the competition. And I would say that Trnka was sometimes used as a triumph of the communist cultural politics. They would typically say, look, the Czechoslovak government is supporting film industry and all the artists and filmmakers are able to do whatever they want.
The Hand proved to be Trnka's last film. As the artist returned to his other love, painting and illustrating, he passed away in 1969 at the relatively young age of 57. Michal Bregan believes that the Soviet invasion of 1968 may have played a role in the artist's early death.
He had some lung disease and he had big problems breathing and he was a heavy smoker and so on. And he lived, I would say, very fast lifestyle. But I would say that in late 1968, 1969, 1970, there were several people who I consider the victims of 1968 occupation of Czechoslovakia, simply for sensitive souls of artists. It was simply too hard to accept that the country was not free anymore.
Jiří Trnka left an indelible mark on Czech culture, helping to embody a distinct visual palette not just for Czech stories and fairy tales, but also bringing to life the works of Shakespeare or Lewis Carroll. During his life, Trnka received global recognition of his talents a number of times, in 1968 winning the Hans Christian Andersen Award for his illustrations of children's books, as well as being recognized at film festivals in Venice and Cannes. Michal Bregan summed up Trnka's style.
Look at his films, each film is different, maybe lyrical, but not sentimental, and there is always a certain sense of humor. So maybe this combination of lyricism and humor is something that is quite typical for Czech fairy tales. You can always feel the position of this artist in his own work.
Helena Trosterová added that quality was a guiding principle for her father.
My father's chief guiding principle was that children's stories should be done with great quality. He liked children, and that was the spark behind his work. And I think that if someone has ability and undertakes the execution of their talents in an honest and well thought out way, then the results should be self-evident.